Lee Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday rejected an effort to remove Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump from the primary ballot in Colorado, one day before that state holds party nominating contest ahead of the 2024 presidential election. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
The unanimous ruling from the nine justices reverses a decision late last year by Colorado's top court disqualifying Trump. The case cited a rarely invoked clause of the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, Section 3, which bars from office any, quote, officer of the United States who took an oath, quote, to support the Constitution of the United States, and then, quote, engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the same, or given aid or comfort to the enemies thereof. The Supreme Court ruled on Monday that only Congress, not states, can determine a candidate's eligibility under the 14th Amendment.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Hamas, an Egyptian mediator, said on Monday they were pressing on with talks in Cairo on securing a ceasefire in Gaza, despite Israel's decision not to send a delegation. As Washington pressed again for a truce, the release of hostages, and a plan to alleviate the humanitarian catastrophe. A team of United Nations experts reported on Monday there were reasonable grounds to believe sexual violence, including rape and gang rape, occurred at several locations during the October 7th attacks on Israel by U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas militants.
And in most of these incidents, victims were first subjected to rape and then killed. And at least two incidents relate to the rape of women's corpses.
UN Special Envoy for Sexual Violence and Conflict, Pramila Patten, Palestinian militant group Hamas repeatedly rejects accusations of sexual violence. This is VOA News. Haiti's government declared a 72-hour state of emergency after an intense battle between the country's police against powerful armed gangs over the weekend. VOA's Nairobi bureau chief Maria Mojalo has this story.
Henri traveled overseas last week to drum up support for an international security force to intervene in Haiti, the Western Hemisphere's poorest country. In Kenya, he and President Ruto signed a long-awaited bilateral accord that paves the way for 1,000 Kenyan police officers to lead a proposed multinational UN-backed force that would help restore security in Haiti. The Kenyan government has not commented on Henri's whereabouts since the Friday signing ceremony, even after repeated inquiries by VOA. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
French lawmakers have overwhelmingly approved a bill to enshrine abortion rights in France's constitution, making it the only country to explicitly guarantee a woman's right to voluntarily terminate a pregnancy. There were scenes of celebrations all over France as women's rights activists hailed the measure adopted in a historic joint parliament session convened Monday evening. The measure was promised by President Emmanuel Macron following a rollback of abortion rights in court rulings in the United States. American tech giant Apple is fined nearly $2 billion by the European Union over music streaming competition, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The European Commission's Margrethe Vestager has told the media her units fined Apple nearly $2 billion for abusing its dominant position on the market for the distribution of music streaming apps.
Apple did so by restricting app developers' ability to inform users of Apple devices about alternative, cheaper options to purchase music available on the internet outside of the Apple ecosystem.
Vestager adds the strategy was illegal and had impacted millions of European consumers. The move is the 27-nation bloc's first ever antitrust penalty against the U.S. tech giant. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A U.S. state of Massachusetts Air National Guard member has pleaded guilty in federal court to leaking highly classified military documents about Russia's war in Ukraine and other national security secrets. Jack Teixeira pleaded guilty in Boston's federal court Monday to six counts of willful retention of transmission of national defense information under the Espionage Act. Prosecutors say Teixeira disregarded the national security of the United States, and they plan to seek 17 years in prison for him. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.